Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet.
As LeBron continues to defy Father Time, have the Lakers finally found the formula to make them truly scary? Interesting. Plus, one of the biggest trade deadline names to watch was Pascal Siakam. With him going to Indy, how desperate are the Sixers to get some help for Joel Embiid? And the Stars, they were out to play last night. We have all the best daggers, the dimes, the dunks. NBA Today starts right now.
Edwards! The explosion to the rim! Oohs and ahs from this Little Caesars Arena crowd.
Well, that was fun. Welcome into NBA Today, presented by ESPN's Bet. Zach Lowe, Austin Rivers, Richard Jefferson, Kendrick Perkins. I'm Malika Andrews. Guys, less than 2 weeks ago, the Lakers, they were kind of in a tailspin, right? They'd lost four in a row, nine of their last 11, and we were asking if they'd hit rock bottom. Well, Perk, fast forward, guess what? They're back to 500. Last night, the Lakers hosting the Mavs. Thank you for that sound effect, Perk. Let's pick it up here with Anthony Davis, the playmaker, Zach.
Yeah, nine assists last night. AD, this is the best stretch of his career this last 6 weeks, and he was nasty and mean and physical last night. I like when the Lakers play with violence. They were violent last night.
Wow, this is 2 days in a row you've started the show nasty. Out with nasty as the word to describe the team we're talking about, in this case, the Los Angeles Lakers. Going ahead here, Richard, to the third quarter. LeBron James, watch him here. Gets the rebound, a little full court pass up to Anthony Davis.
Yeah, they do that a lot. A lot of times it's for him to get an early deep post up. That's one of the few times he gets that. It's either in transition, he gets that small there. Yeah. That's just an easy pass for the big
16 number. Fast break points in the third quarter for the Lakers, or most in any quarter this season. And then in the fourth quarter here, LeBron drives, gets a little and one there, wants to shake it off and let the crowd know the Lakers up big at this point. It was a close game at halftime, and then the Lakers, they just found their rhythm here as Jared Vanderbilt slams it down. Will Ferrell, courtside, loving it. But guess what? So that was happening at 7:43 p.m. LeBron was throwing this insane pass, Austin. And then if you flip channels, that was on ABC over to ESPN.
That's what I was doing. I was watching this game. I was at Arizona fan. Yeah, we knocked down Duke earlier this year. So it just was taken down. It was not that big of a deal. It was in Cameron Indoor, though.
Well, it's kind of a cool moment. Father and son at the same time. LeBron James looking to put a little bit of icing on the win here. Nails that one. The Lakers get the win, 127-110. But look, LeBron, he's got to get back to the locker room quickly to watch the rest of Bronny's game, his post game. It was insightful if he wasn't just a little bit distracted.
What have you seen out of AD with the passing the last few games?
He's learning from me on how to pass out of the post. That's what I'm seeing. I'm serious. He's working on it, and it's great. Team's going to stop doubling him soon. As long as we make shots out there for him, shoot it. As long as we make shots for them, then, you know, teams will stop doubling them. So it's our job to make sure we're in the right position. Shoot it! It's our job to make sure we're in the right position at the right time when he gets doubled. Defensively, we were in tune, and then offensively, we're really intact. God! Sorry.
That's right.
Wide open layup.
Just like any parent, talking to reporters, making sure they are watching their kids' game.
Well, I'm glad that him and I have the same parenting style when it comes to basketball. Shoot it. Shoot it. Shoot it. Shoot
it. What LeBron was saying right in between his commentary on USC, it was actually worth diving into, right? Because you surround AD with shooting, and that's what Darvin Ham was trying to do. He went back to the lineup they opened the season with, and it's kind of starting to work a little bit, right?
Yes, but the passing out of the post and you know, kind of putting shooters around him. You've got to be aggressive first, like Zach says. If you're aggressive, then the double team comes.
Well, but the group has won, right, the bulk of their minutes together. Look at this. They've outscored opponents by 17 points in 33 minutes. And to LeBron's point, that group is making 60% of their shots. So, Zach, how far can the Lakers go with this kind of continuity?
I mean, they can get back in the playoff race for sure. And you saw last night they're dangerous. Like, and what I like about this lineup is they have two playmakers with LeBron, Austin Reeves and D'Angelo Russell, which gives two guys who can screen for him, get mismatches when they're switching. And when the Lakers are at their best, when they can alternate, when they can push the pace and when they can't push the pace, when they can beat you up and hunt mismatches and play calculated predatory offense. And they hit that gear last night. The question, though, is like with Reeves and Russell, can they hold up well enough defensively? But I like maximizing the number of playmakers next to LeBron and AD, who is playing just awesome, awesome basketball.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and they're a better team when D-Lo's consistent. When he adds a scoring to this team consistently, it helps them, and it alleviates pressure on LeBron's shoulders. You do this every time I talk about D-Lo. Every time I bring up or say something positive about D-Lo, you guys just
I'm not saying
crazy,
no, but I'm saying
I just think about the time when he was getting off the private with Kat, and it was like, it's time.
I'm saying, if you look at D-Lo's numbers, bro, and how negative people talk about D-Lo, if you look at his numbers, what else do you want him to be
doing? I'm not being
right
disrespectful.
It's
being
more defensively of the concerns with him and Reeves, right?
I'm not being disrespectful to D-Lo.
His numbers are better than Reeves, are they?
But you said this. You said when D-Lo is consistent, what is the biggest issue with D-Lo? His consistency.
That's fair.
You're basically saying when he plays well, when D-Lo plays well, they're good. When they struggle or when he struggles, then they kind of...
No. He's not the defining... He's not the X factor. I think he can be at times. Austin Reeves, I think, if we're going to talk about who's like the X factor for this team, when he plays well, they're really on a whole different level.
Okay.
But I think D-Lo can alleviate pressure on Reeves, on LeBron, on AD, because this is a guy who's capable of going for 30 points any night.
Yeah. The bellwethers why we're talking about D-Lo is that like he's kind of an all-offense player, and his opposite is Jared Vanderbilt, who's been big coming in for them, guarding ball handlers, hounding point guards. And ideally, you'd find a player who's kind of in between those two players, and they haven't been able to find that. So they're just kind of finagling, like, offense here, defense there. And right now, it's working.
Right. So the consistency is sort of the word of the day that we keep talking about, because we sort of expect for a couple of games, right, D'Lo, he's going to come out, he's going to play well. And then the problem is what tends to, historically at least, come after that. So if they keep playing like this, if they can find this consistency perk, what's this Lakers team ceiling?
Second round.
No.
And Zach, you just lied to the America.
Well,
you said that the Lakers are dangerous, and you don't believe that yourself. Dangerous to who? Right? They're not beating the Nuggets. They're not beating the Timberwolves in the seven.
Yes, they can. Series.
They're not beating the Los Angeles Clippers in the seven.
Yes,
not if the Timberwolves have home court. They haven't beaten them this year.
All right,
They haven't beaten them this year. We can, because anytime you have Anthony Davis and LeBron James, your ceiling is going to the NBA Finals and trying to compete for a championship. Anytime we're talking about one of the greatest players on one of the greatest franchises, it's not making it to the postseason. So are they playing better basketball? Yes, because they're finally starting to see that the offense needs to be ran through Anthony Davis. That doesn't mean he's going to take 25 shots. That means he's going to make others around him better. But are they dangerous in the Western Conference? Hell no.
The Lakers have beaten all the top teams this year.
They haven't beat Minnesota.
Yes, they have.
They haven't beat Denver.
Okay, if that's the defining line of them not. They could beat any
You
team.
Said they beat all
at
the
their,
top
at
teams.
At their best, listen, you the first year of the in-season tournament, ahead, everybody wanted that. They went and got that. They went and took that. When the lights are on, I'm telling that's true. They did. Everybody else wanted to win.
Bro, I love having bro, being in between.
Hold on. Please don't bring up the in-season tournament.
Why not?
They had the easiest pool out of everybody.
Come on.
They did. Which I don't like the truth.
You said it yourself. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and a cast of a wide variety of role players that can step on any
You got them going to the finals?
No, I don't have them.
Okay, do you got them going to the Western Finals?
She asked what the
season They're dangerous to you, Zach.
Pointing.
Let me talk,
because you accused me of lying, sir, to the American public on television.
Fingers
we can sit
out.
Here and have a trial over what the word dangerous means. Okay, dangerous to me just means I'm not like psyched to face them in a playoff series. But look, let's be clear about what the Western Conference is. There are four teams at the top. They're cut above everybody else right now. Minnesota, Denver, Clippers, and who am I forgetting?
OKC.
The Lakers aren't as good as any of those teams. They'd be underdogs against all of them in the playoffs right now, particularly Denver and the Clippers. And then we got Phoenix coming. So, like, dangerous? Dangerous is – I don't know what dangerous means. Dangerous means none of those teams are psyched to face them. I think they could beat the Thunder in the playoff series. But I agree with you, Park. I'm not, like, picking them to win the title. I'm just saying they're, like, a little
frisky. That's silly. That's the second round.
But they did just beat the Clippers, and they did just beat OKC, correct?
Yes. With this new lineup change for OKC.
They're capable of beating anybody.
No. They had the old lineup when they actually beat the Clippers. They had the old lineup when they beat the Clippers.
Right.
So let me ask you this. You picking the Lakers
stop
the Clippers?
Stop touching.
No, I miss you. I miss you. I want to button up a button. Listen. Hey, look. Let me ask you this, though. Real talk. You picking the Lakers in the Clippers series?
I'm not picking against them. I'm not saying I'm picking
them. That sounds like someone who has played with LeBron
I'm not picking against them.
Smart man.
Thank you. I'm not picking against them. I just, I keep my money in my pocket on that one.
Just pull a Chiney. Just pick nobody.
Yeah, in that situation, yes, because it's like, look. LeBron, I'm not betting against those guys. Now, you put Denver, a championship team, a team that has done it before.
Right.
That's one that you could probably pick against the Lakers.
Well, and we're still a couple of weeks away from the trade deadline, so they could make some tinkering moves, particularly around the edges, to shore up some positions. Don't miss what LeBron James had to say about that coming up later in our show. And halfway through the season, who's head of the class? Who needs some extra credit? Wait until you see the harsh grade Perk has for a team in the East. You're not going to guess this one. Plus, as the trade deadline approaches, how desperate should Daryl Morey be to give Embiid and Maxey a little bit of help to make a conference finals push here, Richard? And NBA stars, they lit up the courts last night. You're not going to want to miss a top of the top. Wednesday's best dimes, dunks, game-ending drama. You're watching NBA Today.
Now let's talk about the play of the week, the pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
NBA Today is presented by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN.
Let them hate.
I think you look great, Perk. In the meantime, some teams, they've hit their midway point of the season. We're not going to grade Perk's photo, but we are going to do. We're going to do a little mid-season report card, coast-to-coast edition. We're going to start in Boston. The Celtics, they beat Wembanyama's Spurs. Boston is now 20-0 at home this season. Austin, your mid-season grade for the Celtics, sir?
I'm giving them an A, A+. We're talking about 20-0 at home. This is the best team in the Eastern Conference. They've proven that. They seem like last year, if anything, their playoff appearance and how they played motivated them.
A+?
I have them, A+. 20-0 at home is impressive.
A+ in January is fantastic. I'm sure Jason Tatum is more looking forward to what his report card is going to be in the postseason, though. From Boston to Cleveland, where the Cavs dismantled the Giannis-less Bucks by 40. Perk, the Bucks currently 28-13. What's your letter grade for Milwaukee so far?
They're getting a B-minus. A B-minus. And I'm being nice about that. And now look, I understand you have Giannis and you have Dame, but my boy Chris Middleton, and I hate to say it, He just don't look the same right now. He looks old, and they're struggling guarding on the perimeter. I don't know if Malik Beasley and those guys can get it done. I know Jay Crowder's coming back, but as of right now, I'm giving them a B minus.
Well, they're allowing more than 120 points per game this season. That's 24th in the NBA and on pace to be the worst in franchise history. But let's stick in the East here.
Take the numbers.
Jalen Brunson returned last night for the Knicks, had 30 points en route to beating the Rockets at home. Randall also had 31 in the win. Now they sit at 24-17. Richard,
time to
grade the Knicks.
First of all, I'm going to grade Perk's picture first. That's an F minus. And then the Knicks, I'm going to give them an A minus. And this is why. They added the right piece. They're playing well. They got off to a really slow start shooting wide. Brunson struggled shooting. Randall struggled shooting. But they figured it out. They're playing good basketball. And they look, in my opinion, like they are one piece away from a conference final quality team. They are a very good team. But I don't know if they're quite there yet.
Well, what about the Heat? They got blown out by the Raptors, 121-97. We know Miami turns up the Heat during the playoffs, but they are currently 24-17. Professor Zach, what grade are you giving them?
The Heat are cruising along with a nice, quiet B+. They're like Jaws. Dun-dun. They're just lurking under the surface. 24-17. They got a lot of stuff they might trade. 24-17. Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, and Bam have played 10 games together the whole season. Butler and Bam, their two best players, have played only 17-41, and they're still 7 over .500. Tough as hell. Never sleep on the Miami Heat. B+.
B+. All right.
That's
well, this is where the East standings are right now. Boston, 4 games clear of everyone else, and the Bucks and the 76ers are in pursuit. And then after that, things get pretty, as Stephen A. would say, things are fluid. The Cavs, the Heat, the Knicks, the Pacers are all separated by a game and a half. So let's stick in the East here, specifically with the reigning conference champions, the Miami Heat. Even Spo, he told reporters, referring to where Miami is in the standings, he said, buckle up. Right? He said, we are not hiding from anybody. So, Perk, do you think history is going to repeat itself?
I don't. And I got so much respect for them goons from Dade County and Eric Spoelstra and what he brings to the table. But I just can't put them ahead of the Celtics in a 7-game series. I feel like the Celtics would get their lick back. I feel like Philly is better than them if they happen to match up in a 7-game series currently constructed. So those two teams alone, I got to say that they're not going to repeat to represent the East in the
two teams that they beat last year, you don't think that they are in the same class as them this year?
No, those two teams got better.
Oh, okay. All right,
they got better.
Look, the Miami Heat, when we talk about the Heat culture and all that, that means when they get into the fire, the way they play, the intensity that they play with, there's very few franchises that can match that. So, yes, I do believe the Boston Celtics are better than they were last year. Yep. I think Philly is better, but I still wouldn't put Philly over Miami. Why? Mainly because I've seen Jimmy Butler show up in the highest of high playoff moments. He has played the best basketball maybe on the planet during stretches. I can't say the same thing about the best player for Philly, not currently right now. So if you put Miami and Philly in a playoff series in the second round, I'm not putting my money on Philly. I'm not putting my money on Philly. So are they opposed for another playoff run? The answer is yes.
Yeah. I think they are.
Yeah, thanks.
As long as you have Bam, Spo, and Jimmy, and then they have surround shooting with, you talk about, they got better. I know they lost Strus. Josh Richardson's just as good. They lost Gabe Vincent, but now they got a rookie. Jaime Hawkins is better.
He's nice. On both ends.
They still have Caleb Martin. They got all their key pieces, man. You still don't want to see them in a playoff series.
Here's the messed up part. The question is, are the Heat posed to make another playoff run this season? Malika asked me, will history repeat itself? I said, no. That means I don't have the Heat going back to the NBA Finals. I didn't say they weren't going to make a playoff run.
Okay. It is very unlikely the Heat will go back to the NBA Finals. That's fine and, like, accurate. They're going to be underdogs against the top three teams in the East. Yeah. But can they do it?
Yeah.
Absolutely they can do it. This is the Miami Heat. Philly, they beat them in the playoffs recently. Milwaukee, like, starts to quiver when they see the mere sight of the Miami Heat. Boston, we saw what happened last year. Like, these guys are deep, and if they get healthy, they're deeper than they were last year, and they have stuff to trade, and I think they're going to look around and see, can we get one more ball handler, one more offensive threat in here to fortify us, because offense is their weaker half of their team, and I think they could use a boost. I'm not going to pick them, but they could beat all those teams, even Boston, and I think Boston's the best team in the league. and in the East,
and,
for sure.
And they don't care if we don't pick them. Like, that's the thing. That's what fuels the Heat fire.
Well, my thing about Miami and what's been frustrating, really kind of since the bubble, is that it feels like they're one player away. And they've been trying. They've been in conversations with a lot of different players. You've seen names in kind
Dame
of
Dame Lillard, most Dame famously.
They seem like they're one player away. Jimmy Butler, he's very close to being a 1A. I think he needs to be have another 1A right next to him or somebody better than him. If they do that, that's a team that could win two out of the next four championships because they have young talent. They have great pieces around them. But it's like they can beat everybody, but can they do it for a sustained run all the way through the NBA Finals? And the answer is
I think they have shown us time and time again that they don't care about actually going out there and getting a Dame Lillard, because if they did, they would have got him, right? They would have gave up the necessary pieces. I think the Heat always show us that they're not scared to bet on themselves. Right, like you're asking for another 1A. In their eyes, they're saying Bam is our other 1A. Mm. Like, we think he could elevate. We watch him get better every season.
Yeah.
Like, that's how they go about it. You got to respect it.
Right. Yeah.
Well, they've used 22 different starting lineups this season. It feels like that we still haven't seen the best of the Miami Heat, mm-hmm. and that always comes in the playoffs, which is why you can't bet them out. I'm not sure about Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, two 1As or not, but I do know that Nikola Jokic is one. And here's our star-studded ESPN NBA Friday doubleheader. Jokic is in action with the Nuggets as they play the second of a five-game road trip. Tatum,
that's
Celtics.
One.
And then we have LeBron and Anthony Davis taking on the Nets at 10:30 Eastern. Don't worry, though, Austin. We have two countdowns to get you psyched up for this one starting at 7 o'clock Eastern. Still to come on NBA Today. Guys, the trade deadline, 3 weeks away from today. So Big Perk, he's got a big list of teams that should be desperate to make a move. You're not going to believe who he left off that list, though. And the Sixers, they're destined to miss the conference finals for the 23rd year in a row. What do you think? What Philly needs to do to avoid a second round purgatory? Plus, you don't want to miss the top high-flying dunks from last night. These were insane.
Yeah.
The Timberwolves bench, their reaction, that's just our teaser. That's just our start. More NBA Today coming up after this.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet.
All right, we are exactly 3 weeks away from the NBA trade deadline. We got a big move yesterday. Pascal Siakam going to Indy, but you know we're not done. Perk, we've seen the Pacers, we've seen the Knicks sort of get into the trade market a little bit early. Who are some teams you have an eye on? I think it's time for a Big Perk's big list.
Hello, world. I know you've been saying be all around, ESPN Bet, you know what I mean, commercials and all that, but we cannot forget about NBA Today and Perk's big list, teams that need to make a move. Damn it, this is my list. This is not Malika's list.
No.
This is not Austin's list.
Never.
This is not Zach's list.
Definitely
and
not.
It's definitely not Squidward's list. This is Big Perk list. All right, starting at number five.
Squidward's crazy.
Malika, give me some energy.
I got
give
you.
Give me the energy.
Ready?
I need.
Bam!
There you go. The Milwaukee Bucks. Why? They got to tighten up on their defense around the perimeter. Mm. They don't need to make a big move, just a small move. It's a lot of pieces out there they could go out there and get to help to strap up and take some of that load off of the interior as far as Brook Lopez and Giannis Antetokounmpo and help Dame out. All right, coming in at number four.
Four.
Give me one, Zach.
Okay, all right, hold on.
I'm not
Bam!
Oh,
there you go. I like that.
Oh, I got the Hawks?
Look, you got the Hawks because you were high on the Hawks. I was high on the Hawks, and I have a problem with the Hawks. Why can't Murray and Trae Young get it done together? Why are they 6 games below 500 right now? When you look at their starting lineup, right, you think about Capella. You look at Sadiq Bey. Like, these guys are certified, like, pros and should have a better record, especially under Quinn Snyder. So since they've been dropping, I feel like they need to make a move and they need to split up Trae Young and DeJounte Murray. Coming in at number 3, Austin, give me some energy, boy.
Oof.
I raised you right.
Pop a thread here.
You know how we go.
It's tight. Hold on.
It is a look.
Bam! Oh, okay.
That was smooth. The Lakers.
I keep it
the Lakers.
Tight.
Everyone wants to argue with me in the A block, right, you know, right, talking about, yeah, the Lakers are dangerous, but they're really not. Not in the Western Conference. They need speed around the perimeter. They need a guy that could get down here and attack and put pressure and take the load off of LeBron James, but put pressure on the defense and get Anthony Davis easier buckets. Coming in at number 2, RJ, there you go, boy. You're looking nice. You're looking nice. I miss you.
Bam.
That's how you gonna do?
Wow. Yeah. Bam.
Wow. Well, hey, who needs? That's just low down. The Oklahoma City Thunder, they need to make a move. You know why? They are so soft in the middle. They lost back-to-back games to the Clippers and the Lakers, and my boy Holmgren was getting punished down low. Not just by Anthony Davis, but by Plumlee as well. They was giving up too many offensive rebounds to the point where the coach was trying to go small, and that wasn't working either. I mean, they got to make a move, get a center in there, move Chet to the forward position, and take some pressure off of him. Like now at number 1. Let me show you how it go. Bam! Put it up there. The Golden State Warriors, the team, the dynasty, right? They have an identity problem. They lost their spirit. Klay Thompson is beefing with the front office. Draymond Green, fresh off suspension. They got to make a move. And I'm not talking about a small move. I'm not talking about moving Moses Moody. I'm not talking about moving Jonathan Kuminga. I'm talking about Dre or Klay. That's one of the guys that got to go. They got to break up the band. Everybody has done it. You know what I'm saying? This is my list. I think I did pretty good.
You out of breath, bro. You okay? Come on, man. We'll get through it, man. I'm proud of you.
All right. This is Big Perks list, gentlemen, as we head back to the desk. It is not Austin's
fluid.
List, Zach's list,
not mine.
Richard's list,
I
or my
no
list.
No, that was pretty solid.
Not yet, but one team that is not on your list, Kendrick Perkins, is your list, is the Philadelphia 76ers. The James Harden trade left them, right, with a little nice stash of draft picks. Some expiring contracts. They're also third in the Eastern Conference, sitting behind Boston and Milwaukee, who was on your list. Zach, do you think they need to make a move?
I think they need to make a marginal move. I think the conversation they're having internally and a win like at home against Denver, and they were on a back-to-back, the Sixers really their night, makes them think, do we really need to make a big move? Like, do we have enough right now? And I think it's reasonable for them to think, hey, maybe we do, and we save everything for our cap space this summer. I think they can trade 5 first-round draft picks this summer once the calendar rolls over. But I do think if they really want to compete, they really want to win 4 playoff series, and that should be the goal when you have Joel Embiid, I think they need one more marginal upgrade. It could be just another ball-handling guard, like a 5th, 6th guy. One more guy. Go for it.
I agree. When you look at your playoff history and you're like, hey, we've had very good teams, I would want to stack the deck. I would want to stack the deck in my favor. If I could give away a little something and get a quality piece to add, because this is what we're talking about. Can the 76ers finally get out of the second round for the first time in 23 years?
Ooh.
23 years. So, look, you've had an MVP. He's been second in voting. You've had plenty of players. You've had Jimmy Butler come through there. You know, obviously, they have Tobias Harris. They've had James Harden come through there, and they still haven't gotten through. This year, in my opinion, you gotta have a little bit more in your favor, especially with Boston looking the way they are, especially with Milwaukee adding Dame in a late game situation, in my opinion. So if you get a chance to stack the deck and you're Philly, you stack the deck. If not, you just wait for Bron next year.
Look.
Wait, what? What now?
What?
That you just
drop that in at the end?
No, I'm just saying again. Look, all I'm saying, look Bronny, we saw Bronny playing. If you know, the 76ers want to draft Bronny, you know, they got money to go get a max spot.
Yeah. Okay, Richard.
But
just throw that out. Okay.
I'm making up.
But seriously, if the Sixers couldn't land Pascal Siakam, they're perfectly fine right now. They're perfectly fine. Like, Nicholas Batum is so underrated on what he brings to the table. Patrick Beverley has been phenomenal with his leadership and his play of what he's been bringing in off the bench. But and then when you think about, like, Nick Nurse, Nick Nurse got this team playing with a different type of spirit. And I don't know how much Tyrese Maxey has to show us that he's legit.
Right.
But I don't think nobody want to see him come postseason.
So I don't necessarily disagree with you. And they have, what, according to Bobby Marks, $55 million in cap space this offseason. So free agency could also be a path for them. But don't you want to do everything you can, Austin, to stay out of third so that you avoid having to play both the Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics sort of in your path?
For sure. If there was something on the market right now in terms of trade value where they could get a piece that's available, there's just really nothing there. You talked about it, the Warriors not having an identity. Philly found theirs. They got rid of James. They had to come together. They've played much better than anybody thought they would. Joel's having a better season than his MVP season. Like you said, they had the cap space for the summer. Right now, it just seems like everything's flowing pretty smooth over there. Nick Nurse is doing a great job in his first year. Like, I don't think, you know, if you're going to do something, I agree with Zach, it has to be marginal. I don't think anything major right now needs to be done. They look pretty solid.
Well, the great thing about their situation, you said $55 million, is they can trade a little something and get a little something back and still have a max cap slot this summer, depending on how much the guy makes. I just think, look, Batum is an amazing role player. D'Anthony Melton is a really good role player starter. I just think they need one more good guy. Kelly Oubre has been good for, like, if you threw Alex Caruso onto this team as just a sixth man, I think that helps you.
I love that, Zach, but it's only one team in the Eastern Conference that you could actually say they'll beat the Philadelphia 76ers in the 70-game series. Chill out, Richard. The Celtics. Yeah. That's the only team.
Well, unfortunately, you got to beat that team.
But what I'm saying is, to me, if the 76ers reach to the conference finals, they have accomplished a lot this season, right? They could walk out of the arena and say, you know what? We did what we needed to do.
Them losing to Boston is not a problem.
No.
As long as it's in the conference finals. Right, but that's the problem about being in third, is that you would have to go through
The only team that avoids that is the first seed.
Right.
And then Boston's pretty far ahead. Right. I don't think they're catching them in the first seed. Hold on. I just want to say, Perk, we had this whole discussion yesterday where everyone yelling to me about Joel Embiid saying Jokic is the best player in the league. And everyone, I didn't think it was a big deal. You're telling me, like, you're cool, conference final. Yeah, we lost 4-2, great season. Like, this is Joel Embiid's team in his prime. Go for it. You're cool with just losing to Boston?
But what you mean go for it? I said if they stay as put, Zach, what are they going to go get? Like, what piece are they going to – you just said they need to make a marginal move.
Yeah, I like that, Alex.
And then all of a sudden you just said go for it.
I'm just surprised that your view of the Sixers is, hey, if we get to the conference finals in a great season, let's pat ourselves on the back.
It is a great season because nobody expected this. Nobody expected them to get there. Nobody thought when James –
it would
James
be a good season. I just think they're good enough now to say, hey, why not us? Like, why can't we win the whole thing?
And they may believe that in the locker room.
Well, one team – the 76ers were not on your list, but one team that was the Oklahoma City Thunder. Ooh. And the question now is, can Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the Thunder silence the Utah Jazz's red-hot start to 2024. We've got everything you need to know about tonight's Western Conference showdown. This one's going to be good, Perk.
Thunder get marketing?
No, they need size, bro.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Brought to you by ESPN Bet, the official sportsbook of ESPN. The Thunder at the Jazz tonight. OKC's been
one of the breakout teams of the season. But do you know who has been the best team in the NBA since Christmas? Yeah, it's the Utah Jazz. They haven't lost at home in over a month, and they have crashed their way into the playoff race all of a sudden. So, Austin, let's start with you here. Who you got, the Thunder or the Jazz?
I don't know what's going on in Utah. I don't even know how they're pulling this off. They're six in a row is impressive. Seriously, yeah. This is a team that's considered to be rebuild mode, and guys like Clarkson and Markkanen, these are guys that they could be traded, or this is what we heard before the season at least. As it pertains tonight, I got OKC. They're coming off two losses back-to-back out here in L.A. This is a young team fighting to stay at the top of the West. I think they go get it done in Utah.
No, I think this is a huge game for the Thunder. This is a big game because you don't have the bigs that we've been talking about that they could struggle against. Lauri Markkanen has been doing a great job. Like you said, they've been in a rebuild situation in Utah for two straight years. They thought that last year. They overachieved. They're back here again. Still trying to figure out exactly what they're doing, but I think the Thunder, they answer. And if the Thunder don't answer, that puts a little bit of pressure on them at this midpoint. But like, maybe there are things that we need to address.
And this is why I mess everything up, because now I had to think about it. I was going with the Thunder, but the Jazz have shown us who they are. Damn it, I'm a believer. And if you're going into Utah, you go and play with that bull, Colin Sexton, who's going to be on SGA probably majority of the game, and the way Mark has been playing, I'm going with the Utah Jazz. I know my grandpa about to say the Thunder, but damn it, I'm going with the Jazz.
Look at our production staff having your back like that. Way to go.
Well, the producers didn't have to change my graphic because I picked the Jazz right from the start. I think the Jazz
there we go.
Real.
There we
I
go, Zach.
They win tonight. And if Colin Sexton is not guarding SGA, you know who's going to be? Chris Dunn. And it's unpleasant when that dude is guarding you. There are not many guards better defensively than Chris Dunn. That's a fun matchup. The Jazz, I had you from the beginning. No flip-flops.
You want a little extra credit for that?
I had to change your heart.
All right, so we have two for the Jazz. We have two for the Thunder. The question is, who are you picking? Download the ESPN Bet app to get started. New customers receive $100 in bonus bets once they place their first sportsbook bet with ESPN Bet. To some news in the Western Conference, the NBA has postponed a second Golden State Warriors game in the wake of assistant coach Dejan Milojevic's death, announcing that Friday's contest against the Dallas Mavericks would be played at a later date. Milojevic, 46, died on Wednesday in Salt Lake City after being hospitalized the night before when he suffered a heart attack. We now welcome in our reporter covering the Golden State Warriors, Kendra Andrews. Kendra, Milojevic, he was a beloved member of the staff. He was a husband, a father, a fixture of international basketball. This is an impossible situation. How are the Warriors doing today?
Yeah, I mean, like they're still reeling from the trauma of yesterday's tragedy. Over 75% of the players and coaches and staff members that were on the Warriors road trip were there. They were at the restaurant. They were at dinner. They were with Ducky when he suffered his heart attack. And it was an event described to me as traumatic, something that they have never witnessed anything like it before. And it's something that will stick with them for a really long time. Now, to add salt to their wound, they couldn't even get back to San Francisco last night. They had plane issues, so they didn't get home until this morning. And so they're still rattled and unsettled and sad and angry and all of those feelings. And that's why the league postponed tomorrow's game. One person told me this morning, there is no way that within the next 24 hours, this team could flip the page and focus on or play in a basketball game. And so now the Warriors, they have 6 days before their next game when they host the Atlanta Hawks on Wednesday. And they're going to spend that time just away from basketball. They're going to spend it with their families and with their loved ones. And then in the next couple days, they will come back together and just try to regroup and figure out how do you turn your attention back to their season and finish out the year in Ducky's honor and honoring his legacy.
Kendra, thank you so much. Our thoughts are certainly with the Milojevic family. The impact of the loss of Milojevic, who was affectionately called Decky by those who knew him, it's being felt well beyond the Golden State Warriors. Toronto head coach Darko Arjakovic, he spoke to reporters before the Raptors game, saying it was a really tough day for the entire NBA community. And I know Dejan since I was a teenager. He'd known him. He was a role model as a player, as a man, as a husband, as a coach. And what happened afterward, that's what gave me chills. Take a listen to Arjakovic following the Raptors' big win over the Heat on how he paid tribute to his friend.
I told my guys that I loved him. And opening play in a game was ATO that Decky, my friend, I learned that play from him, and that's what he brought to NBA. That's what he brought to Golden State. I stole that play from him, and that was our opening play tonight, and we were able to score on that one. So, you know, I dedicated this team win to our team and to Deki.
Maverick star Luka Doncic was among others to honor Milojevic, writing, "Rest in peace, Deki." And in a social media post, Lauri Markkanen, he posted, "Awful news today. My deepest condolences to Coach Milojevic's family and the Warriors organization." And rookie Brandon Pajemski, he added, "You changed my life in such a short time. The most important thing you ever told me was to just smile. Your joy, your laughs, they will be forever missed. Shine down on us from heaven." Still to come on NBA Today, we answer the biggest questions that players, teams need to answer in the second half of the season. We'll tell you that coming up next.
Tonight on SportsCenter at 6 Eastern, the key offseason changes the Cowboys must make with Mike McCarthy staying put as head coach. Plus, what the Packers' big wildcard win could reveal about their game plan for the 49ers. And why Lamar is finally in position to lead the Ravens to the AFC title game. SportsCenter, 6 Eastern on ESPN.
NBA Today is presented by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN.
It's the best photo. It was a crazy night in the association last night, so let's do a little top of the top. We're going to start with some top yams. Anthony Edwards, did you see this last night, Richard?
Man, you didn't see this. Watch this. Very oh, good. My God.
Jordan Ness.
Man. look, there's, from that angle and that height, there's no one in history that could block that shot.
Look at the bench reaction to this. Yeah. And then we got Jalen Johnson with the poster.
I feel like he's been on top of the top every day.
He's been
balling for Atlanta.
I have no idea.
And then last but not least, we got a little Cole Anthony baseline.
That was cold.
I thought that was sunny.
He cut his braids, man. He got that bounce. He cut the braids. He got that bounce back.
Next up, top dishes. We're going to start in New York. We got Julius Randle. Look at him go here with a little notebook.
Look at my Knicks.
Your Knicks?
Yeah.
Your Knicks.
My Knicks.
Oh, come on now.
I got seats at the Madison Square. Yeah.
Then we got LeBron James. Nice little bounce pass.
A little Ferrell clip.
I see you, Van Doe.
Wind up for that one.
Woo. Pretty good pass for that guy.
Yeah. I would guess so. Will Ferrell loving it. Then Donovan Mitchell. This one was just a blowout. You had to put around behind the defender's back.
I had to rewind that one when I was watching.
Because it's not just around.
What did he do? What happened there?
That might be the best one.
Nang was cooking.
The minivan.
Yeah, minivan was cooking.
Beep, beep. Look,
he'll let you know about it, too.
I just asked Malik Beasley. Last one. We have some top game winners. Anfernee Simons here. Winning it. For the Blazers?
Whoa.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Anthony Simons.
Snow and ice won't stop him.
To be fair, it gets weird in Portland. And then we have DeJounte Murray.
Trade who?
Beating the Magic with that one.
Somebody else could use that on a consistent basis. If the Hawks don't want it.
Well, speaking of that... Bobby Marks, there's a couple of different trades that potentially might work for DeJounte Murray. Here's one. Lakers-Hawks.
Why would the Hawks
A little proposed trade. Well, LeBron James, he was asked about what the Lakers should do.
I don't play fantasy basketball. What I do is focus on the guys that's here and is in uniform and show up to work every day. It's too disrespectful to be thinking about what we need or what we don't have. I don't do that to my teammates. And, we've been putting in the work, and that's what we got to continue to do.
Yes? No, Zach? Make the trade?
Well, first of all, LeBron has a say in whatever he wants to have a say. And second of all,
he has the nickname
that trade,
the GM
if I'm the Lakers, I do that trade. I think that helps their team. If I'm the Hawks, that's not equivalent to what I traded for DeJounte Murray, which makes me a little bit sad. But look, if I'm the Lakers, I'm that's my line. I'm not putting Austin Reaves in because I just don't think that's enough of a move.
The only way I'm doing this deal, if I'm the Hawks, is if I'm getting Reaves back.
at least somebody that's complementary to Trae Young. If it didn't work with DeJounte Murray, it's not going to work with D'Angelo Russell. He's a guy who needs a ball in his hands as well. That doesn't make any sense for me.
No, I love Bobby Marks to a certain degree, but when we start
when he traded
he traded me, but look, we don't have to discuss that. But my thing is this, to the point that everyone's making here. Yeah, that's a great deal for the Lakers. Do you know what teams don't like doing great deals for the Lakers? Every other team. They don't want the rich to get richer. So look, DeJounte Murray, the Hawks get a lot better offers on the table than that.
Particularly when they're looking at exactly.
You know how we'll know if they trade him. If they trade him for something better. If not, then we'll see.
Okay.
Where do you fall on this, Perk?
I actually love it. I actually love it. I think it's a win-win for both parties. Isn't it a first-round pick in there?
Yeah, but top eight protected.
Manhood should be
too. And it seemed like they, unload a little bit of money too, as well. You know what I mean? The Hawks do. So I'm just looking at it, and I'm like, I mean, it's obvious that Murray and Trae Young are not getting along. I ain't saying they beefing, but damn it, it ain't everything ain't peaches and cream over there. I actually love it. If the Hawks don't have another option, they might have to take this from the
Lakers. Well, how the Los Angeles Lakers are going to approach the trade deadline.
Their agent is Rich Paul. You know he's going to be aggressive.
You scared me.
That's Murray agent.
The Lakers, how they're approaching the trade deadline is a question that remains this season. How the Lakers finish the season is a question that remains. While these two fight.
Oh, I'm glad I'm in the middle.
Zach, what is your biggest question that you want answered in the second half of the season?
So I went micro. I went small scale. And my question was, what exactly are the Phoenix Suns? Like, what is this team going to be? We're halfway through the season.
That's micro? Barely... That feels existential.
Well, you could go league-wide. I just went on one team. Like, and you know, I kept hearing when they got Bradley Beal, you know, this is a 2-year window. Year one, you know, we'll see how it works. There's no 2-year window when you have Kevin Durant on your team at age 36 or whatever he is. They got to, like, get back in the championship picture now. And maybe these few wins that they've had lately are start of the process of getting there. But, like, get out of the 7-10 range. Get into the top six. But that's my question. Is this a team that's going to be serious? Are we going to get there with them?
Is it?
I like Phoenix, but I got a different question.
Okay.
My question is, can the Lakers make another run again?
What? Oh, my, come on.
We're back to it.
No!
We talk about them enough. I want to bring you more LA coverage, man.
No,
can they make another run without making a move? Can they do it? Yes, they can. I think they can. This is not a team. Bro, the Nuggets, who else is at the top of these? Or West?
The Nuggets, the Thunder, the OKC.
One of those teams are going to be rewarded with the Lakers first round. That's worst case scenario. I'm telling you, all three of those teams do not want to play the Lakers first round.
See, Austin know they need shooting. He know he still got a strap.
Is it personal with me?
No, maybe. It's always personal. It's always personal.
Perk, what's your question for the
My
rest of
My question is to us. What? You know, when we go start shining the light and put some respect on Anthony Edwards' name, we're talking about a guy that could possibly, that really should be the front runner of being the face of the league right after LeBron James. Look, right now, you know what we're watching? The 88-89 version of Michael Jordan. That's what we're seeing out of this young man.
Wow.
Playing both ends of the floor. And guess what? Jimmy Butler couldn't pull the things out of Carl Anthony Towns that Anthony Edwards is doing. Donovan Mitchell couldn't pull the tenacity out of Rudy Gobert like Anthony Edwards is doing. Ant-Man, we need more. We need more out of him. We need more from us about him.
What's your face, Rich?
I believe in Anthony Edwards. I don't believe in the Minnesota Timberwolves quite yet. Quite yet, I believe in him, but I don't have a big question in the second half of the season.
You believe in him, Zach?
I believe in Minnesota, but I'll tell you right now, this is a new kind of pressure they're going to face in the playoffs this season,
absolutely,
being at the top. Let's see how they handle it. And easy on MJ. MJ's a band. Let's not throw MJ.
I said 88-89. If you listen,
enjoy tonight's game.